Thank you. This is the resumption of the Pacifica National Board meeting for November 7th, 2019. We have a report out from our closed session meeting. Madam Secretary, do you want to report out?
Yes. This board just approved the closed session minutes of the PNB meeting of 20 October 2019. That's the report out.
Request for information.
Mr. Gormacher, go ahead. Go ahead, Donald.
Sorry, I would like the actual numbers of the vote to be recorded in open session, what the vote was in executive session, to reflect the division of the board.
Do you want to reflect the division of the board? Do you think that's acting in good faith?
No, I request that the actual vote that was just taken in closed session be revealed in open session so people who are members of Pacifica know that.
How can you do that? How can you do that, man?
Go in.
It's a closed session meeting.
You know, Bob, I'm not opposed to that. I want to go to the parliamentarian first. Mr. Tatum?
Okay, I would say that all the votes in closed session are also closed, but you can't reveal that to the public.
He knows that.
Okay.
So you
point
of order? Are you saying you can't reveal? Are you saying that you can't indicate in open session that there's a division in the board as to the vote?
Well, when you're in closed session, that is one of the reasons for going into closed session, because you don't have to reveal your votes in closed session to the public.
Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. And I think you've already noticed to the public, Mr. Goldmacher, that there is a division and you're part of it. Thank you. Next, Madam Secretary. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're at motion. We get the report out. The agenda now is on motion number six, item six, motion from Alice Steinberg. Alice, you want to motivate your motion?
Personal privilege.
Who's speaking?
Bill Crozier.
Do you want to make a point of privilege? What's your privilege?
Yes.
What privilege are you seeking?
The point is, just because the board votes to approve minutes for a meeting does not make that meeting valid, and that the meeting on October 20th was not valid. It was not properly noticed.
Okay.
Right. That's
not personal privilege. That is a whatever it is. It's not appropriate. So we're going to go to Alice Steinberg, item number six on the agenda. Alice, please motivate your motion.
The Pacifica National Board hereby decides.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
The Pacifica National Board hereby decides to abide by the November 6, 2019 ruling of the New York Supreme Court Justice Melissa Crane in toto, and directs all Pacifica managers, legal counsel, and Pacifica employees to end all litigation regarding this matter. If any attempts to appeal this court ruling have already been initiated by any Pacifica employee or legal counsel, they are instructed to stand down and end any such action. And my motivation is very simple. The court has spoken. One of the issues that was in contention was the further employment of Pacifica's former legal counsel. We dealt with that at the October 20th meeting. The judge agreed that was a perfectly valid notice meeting, and that the motions that were passed at that meeting were therefore valid. We also passed a motion to restore WBAI, and we rescinded the motions that had previously ratified the takeover and shutdown of BAI. We also passed motions to remove the officers of the Pacifica National Board. And finally, we passed, well, it was at the tail, it was actually attached to the motion to restore WBAI, and it directed Pacifica's national office and whoever initiated the Foster Garvey litigation to stand down from that litigation. And I think if we follow this recommendation,
okay,
it would be a perfect opening for mediation. We can't have litigation at the same time as mediation. So let's end the litigation, and then we can go to litigation. And I might add, it's also costing Pacifica a ton of money, which we cannot afford. So let's end the legal battle now. Thank you.
Thank you for that motivation. Is there a second to that motion?
Second, Ralph.
Seconded. Thank you, Ralph Poynton. Is anybody?
Mansoor.
Mansoor objects. Do you want to be on the stack, Mansoor?
Jan Goodman for the stack.
Robin
and Bill for the stack.
Hold on. Mansoor, Jan Goodman. Who was the after Jan?
Bill.
Robin.
Bill.
Robin and Bill.
Bill.
Ron.
Robin. Ron.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Madam Secretary.
I'd just like to say that, generally speaking, we do two for and two against. But at least when you're recognizing people, I hope that you'll follow one for, one against, et cetera. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that direction. Okay. So Mansoor is first, and then I will go to somebody that's pro motion, and then I will go for somebody that's con to the motion, then I will go somebody that's pro again. So Mansoor, I gather you are against the motion, right?
Sure. I yield my time to Jan Goodman just because there's limitation of who, how many people can speak.
Well, no, she's going to be able to speak.
No,
she's going to be third.
Two against, right?
Right.
Okay, so they are four of us who want to speak against this motion. I yield my time to Jan Goodman.
Okay. Okay, well taken. Ms. Goodman, you have the floor.
Yes, I would like to say that the court, as I understand it, made many comments during the hearing, but the order, the actual order, is what is the written order is what is relevant. And that written order, I am going to forward again, but since it is so short, I actually would like to read it. And that order that relates to this is the following only, and it doesn't say anything about meetings being valid, meetings, you know, actions being anything of the board. Here's what the order itself says. It says, in relevant part here, ordered that pending the determination of this petition, respondent, that's the Pacifica, including its interim executive director, engineers, attorneys, and employees, and all other agents, and those controlling the WBAI antenna, main domain, et cetera, bank accounts, are hereby restrained and enjoined pursuant to Section 1315 of the Not-for-Profit Corporation Law from seizing any property, offices, or equipment of WBAI, terminating employees of Pacifica employed at WBAI, preventing WBAI from broadcasting its regularly scheduled programming as determined pursuant to the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, interfering in any other way with the orderly administration of the business and affairs of WBAI, and it is further ordered that counsel for the parties shall consult for the purposes of developing a litigation schedule and to discuss possible mediation of this dispute.
10 seconds.
That is all that order says. We are obliged to follow that order. It says nothing about any meetings at all, whether they're valid or invalid, and I just wanted to clarify that. I am forwarding that, and I am highlighting the very beginning of the part that says ordered because I'm sending
okay.
I'm
Time's
sending
up, Jen. You want to summarize?
Okay.
You want to finish?
Yes. I just want to say I'm in favor of us abiding by the order because it's an order. And
thank
so
you.
To that extent, I say yes.
Thank you, Jen. Appreciate
it's
that.
An order.
All right. Rob Pitchback, you're up next.
The reason I support this motion is because in our conversations tonight, you know, we've got those who are still trying to reinterpret the rulings of the judge. And, you know, we need a commitment from this body to abide by that, okay? And that's not just what was, you know, put in the or on paper in terms of the actual writ, but her comments, the judge's comments, you know, were also part of that proceeding, and they cannot be ignored. So this is why this motion is so important. It's because, once again, like I repeat, there are members of this board who are trying to reinterpret the judge's ruling. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Pitchback. So between Bill, Robin, and Bill and Robin, who wants to speak against this motion? I gather that you're speaking against, right?
Yes, I think we both should speak.
Yeah.
Well, there's two for and two against so far. I mean, there's only one for and one against, so I would take another against at this in this order. So who wants to go, Bill or Robin?
Robin Grace, would like to go.
Grace for the
go ahead, Robin.
Go ahead, Robin.
Okay, first I want to ask Alex Steinberg a question. The judge said that she wants to have a schedule of further hearings and litigation. Are you saying that if we agree to this, that you're who started the lawsuit, that you'll drop entirely your lawsuit? The order that Jan just read is only what the judge ordered. She has to hear more depositions and go into detail to decide whether those meetings were valid. Because she makes comments in court doesn't make it in any kind of legal ruling. That's why she wanted to hear more depositions and further do it. So I don't understand. Do you want to drop all of it so that this is the only thing she ruled? Because that's all she ruled. So you really should be careful about supporting this motion because it means that she's not going to rule on those meetings at all because you're dropping the suit. You're the ones that filed the suit, not Pacifica.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments. So I would speak for if the vice chair wants to take the chair over, that'd be fine. But I want to speak for this motion. Again, I'm looking at an offer of good faith, and I believe that, you know, all this money that has been spent trying to save Pacifica has actually done more damage to Pacifica than we could even tell at this point in time. So again, I like to take away the blank check. And it is this board that authorizes what kind of representation is our council going to do. And at this point, there's an order and then there's transcripts. And those, I believe, are called in legal jargon particulars. So in those particulars, we have a lot of stuff that has been said by the judge. And regardless of what's in the order right now, we got to stop this division. And you know if you want mediation, then there should be some some negotiation. And I believe this is one way of us getting to the mediation motion. So that's why I support this motion, and I believe that we need to take the blank checks away from the lawyers that we have given all these blank checks to, and we need to move on and go to mediation. And this is the only way I believe it's a good faith offer to get to mediation. Thank you.
Lawrence, point of privilege, Mansoor. Point of privilege.
What's your privilege, Mansoor? What are you trying to speak that is privilege?
Lawrence, all you said was really meaningless according to the rules of court and any mediation.
Oh, please.
Thank
you. Out of order. I'm going to call you out of order. Thank you.
I can't. I can't hear. There's somebody talking right now.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Chris. Dwayne, can you please put yourself on mute? We can hear your conversation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lawrence. Can I suggest a slight amendment to this? Is that possible? Just one word.
Well, I think that's probably within order. There is. Opportunities to amend.
Okay.
Go ahead, state your amendment.
Okay, I would just request that we change ruling to order. I think that everybody would approve of it if we did that, because I don't think anybody has any objection to the judge's order whatsoever, and I think everybody is open to the idea of dropping litigation. So it's just the hang-up is that we have this endless discussion about what was said in court and what of that is binding. And if we can just get around that, I think we can come to an agreement. That's all.
Bill, I'll second. And may I speak also on the amendment?
So, Bill, did you request the floor?
Yes.
Go ahead, Bill. You have
and
the floor.
I seconded Chris's amendment.
Corey,
I'd like to further amend.
Point of information, Ralph here. Point of information.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Isn't the maker of the amendment up to him to whether he accepts the maker of the motion as to whether he accepts the amendment?
No, Ralph.
That's not the rule.
The rule is that once the motion is made, once a motion is made, it belongs to the body. Even in an amendment, it's up to the body to decide. I believe, Mr. Parliamentarian?
That is correct.
Thank you. So there's a second to Mr. Corey's motion, seconded by Bill Crozier, Madam Secretary. Is there any discussion or any objections to that?
James for the stack.
Right, James.
Just Bill, could I continue, please?
I would like to be on the stack. This is Alex.
Okay, I got James, Alex, and Bill. You want to finish?
Well, yeah, thank you. Okay. So, yeah, I agree with changing the word ruling to order. But also, I move to strike the words following in toto because they conflict with the order. They bring up stuff that is not in the order. And as Jan had stated, the order asks the council to – orders the council to develop a litigation schedule. That's clearly not ending litigation. And this whole thing makes mediation more difficult. This is just inviting further litigation. And so I think it's in Pacifica's interest to abide by the order. I agree with that, but not the rest of that paragraph. So I move to strike the language following the New York Supreme Court.
Bill, that is something that will be in order after we dispense with Mr. Corey's amendment that you seconded. All right, so just hold off on that.
Well, no, it's an amendment to the amendment. Well, okay, you can do it either way. It's okay.
All right. Thank you. I will feel more comfortable if I did it the way I did. I looked at it. Madam Secretary, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to speak against both amendments. Well, I don't.
Just doing one first, then we'll do the second after.
Speak against the Second Amendment. And that's because...
Can you hold off on that? Because we're still on the First Amendment.
Okay. If there are two amendments, the second one gets taken care of first, and then the first...
Okay, you're right. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Thank you for the correction.
Against Bill Crozier's amendment, because there's every possibility that the judge will make a further ruling that our meetings were properly noticed and everything we decided in those meetings was appropriate. So the transcript of the meeting, there are people here in this meeting who were in court. They heard what the judge said. That may come out in writing soon. To limit this to the order is inviting further litigation, because this board will only be saying that the only thing that this judge did was what's in the wording in that order, leaving people open to challenge the validity of the meeting we had on the 20th. So the meetings we had on the 20th. I don't want to leave it open. I want to say that we need to follow what the judge says and does regarding this matter, not just limit it to those words, because more is going to be coming out about this tomorrow, and it's also legal and binding, and so I don't want to limit us to just these words, because the rest will resolve the legality of our meetings and our authority to put forward the motions that we passed on the 20th. And so I'm speaking against Bill's amendment.
Okay, your con has been well taken. Anyone else want to speak on this amendment?
James.
James and Alex. All right,
Mansoor.
James, you have the floor. And who else?
Okay, thank you.
Mansoor.
Did you say Mansoor?
That's correct.
Okay, got you.
James now?
Yeah, go for it, James.
Thank you. I just want to say that as far as the litigation schedule ordered by the court, that's only if there's further litigation. That's not that she's demanding that we submit a litigation schedule for something that may not exist. So that's a specious argument that somehow approving this motion from Alex is going to require us to do further litigation. That's just silly. Furthermore, in making her order, the judge was making findings of fact. Court orders don't drop from the sky. They're based on findings of facts. These are not mere comments, as has been suggested. They're findings of fact. They're what the order is based on. If you don't accept the findings of fact, you're in essence negating, you're ignoring, you're violating the order. So, I'll just say one final thing. In fact, in referring to the whole matter of the shutdown of WBAI, the court also found that the reasons for so doing were quote unquote trumped up. So you have to pay attention to the findings of fact, and you're at your peril if you don't.
Thank you. So Alex, I'm gonna put you at
Jim,
the end of the
fact. Point of information.
Ralph Pointer has the floor. I'll take your point after Ralph, Jan. Hey, Ralph.
Yes, I'm not a lawyer, and it, I object strenuously to people who are not lawyers trying to be lawyers. But that being said, I see this whole thing of Mr. Crozier's amendment as pure obstruction. Let's get away from obstruction. Let us have a meeting. If people want to go to a court about a meeting, they may. So let us go on with our meeting. No.
Thank you.
On Mr. Crozier's amendment.
Point well taken. Alex, Steinberg, you have the floor.
And Jan Goodman.
All right. Well, Jim said pretty much most of what I wanted to say. Some of the people debating on the other side of this issue keep saying the judge just made some mere comments. It's not part of the court order. Well, they weren't just comments. They were the basis upon which the order was written. The decision to restore WBAI was based purely on the validity of the October 20th meeting. That's what she said. So she put that in the order. She didn't put everything else that happened in the October 20th meeting in the order, but she clearly stated that that was a validly noticed meeting, and therefore the motions passed and it were valid. So this attempt to try to narrow the scope of the October 20th meeting is really the people who are doing this are just saying they want to continue litigation. That's the only thing I can conclude. And Mr. Sagerton was also correct in saying that statement that counsels can present schedules for litigation is merely a pro forma thing that's thrown in case the opposing counsel wants to appeal the decision. It is certainly their right to appeal the decision, but we are asking everybody to stand down with further litigation. And finally, to answer someone who said we started the litigation, no. It was the people who broke the bylaws who staged an illegal and unauthorized shutdown without the approval of the Pacifica National Board that started this. We went to litigation in order to undo that grievous wrong. So
okay.
Thank
you, Alex.
I'm getting the feeling that some of the people who are asking for mediation are not really serious.
Here, here.
Chris Corey for
okay.
the stack. Chris Corey for the stack.
I got you, Chris. You're on the stack.
Thank you.
Mansoor Sabat?
Jan Goodman, point of order still.
Oh,
point
do you have a
point
of
information?
There was a
point
of information.
Yeah.
Mansoor, you want to yield to Jan?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Jan.
Okay, so I am a lawyer.
A lawyer.
And there was a statement here that said that there were statements, findings of fact. And I am questioning the person who I believe is a lawyer, or at least passed the bar as I recall, but I'm not sure, isn't it true that when findings of fact are the basis of which a court order is made, that those findings
Jan,
of fact are also
Hold on, Jan. I'm going to rule you out of order because there are no lawyers here. They are just directors.
James Sagerton, I believe, is a lawyer.
Okay. Well, he didn't say he was a lawyer. You're stating you are a lawyer. You're not our counsel. So I believe that you're out of order. Now, if you speak as a director, I will give you the floor if you speak as a director.
I'm a director who happens to be a lawyer, and I will...
Yeah, and I'm a director that happens to be a social worker.
Okay,
you know, you want me to...
We're talking about law.
You want me to resolve your problems? No.
People are
speak as a director, please, or I will rule you out of order.
Speaking as a director who happens to have some legal knowledge and happens to be a lawyer, and that is, in that case, since I was just ceded my time by Mansoor, and that is when an order is based on findings of fact, those findings of fact are put as part of the order. If it's not part of the order, it's just commentary. And if the order is based on certain facts,
I'm gonna give you 15 more seconds.
Then those facts are put into the order. And if there's additional findings or anything like that, and the court makes those findings, then that's one thing. But if this is the order, this is the order, and we should
okay.
abide by the order.
That's fine. But you're not speaking as a lawyer. You are director of the Pacifica Foundation. You do not represent us, so I will rule you out of order. Mansoor, you want to go?
How much time left on this matter?
I think there's, so we have to vote on Bill Close's amendment, and I think I'm going to move to vote on that amendment right now. This way we could get to Mr. Corey's amendment, which was the first one. What this will determine whether we're going to entertain Chris Corey's amendment. Okay? So let's go to a vote on Bill Close's amendment. I think we have exhausted ourselves.
I don't get to speak?
Well, Chris, you'll speak when we go back to your amendment, depending on what happens.
This is not Chris. This is not Chris. This is Mansoor.
Oh, go ahead, Mansoor.
Sure.
I did have you on the stack. Go ahead.
Yes,
One second. Bill, did you email your amendment? Please email it.
Okay, I'll email it.
Okay. So,
go ahead, Mansoor. You got a minute and a half.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So just because Jan's a lawyer and you would not let her speak on her expertise, you should not let anybody else speak because they're not expert on anything, including law. That's just a note. Two, for those of you who are in denial, there's a difference between ruling and there's a difference with order. The order has not been given. As Robin said, there's a state litigation is going to happen, this and that. So for the one who brought this motion forth, if he wishes and if he really thinks mediation and court rulings are the best way to go, why don't he has the courage to say, I will wait till the court renders an opinion and an order, and then we'll go from there. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. And I would allow people to speak to the motion. We're not getting legal advice from our Pacifica Council. So I would not take any claims of lawyering at this meeting. But if you want to speak to the motion, which is Bill Close's motion, to remove, to strike, ruling, and place it with order. That's what we're talking about.
Chair, that's what I did.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Who's next on the stack? I don't think there's anybody next on the stack. Okay.
Well, I was
go
on
through,
the stack.
Go. Yeah, but
I was on.
This is
but,
that's
but
Chris
I, but
speaking,
I'll,
right?
I'll move to the next section. Yeah, this is Chris.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Madam Chair, take a roll. The roll on Bill Moshe's amendment.
And I just
read it, please.
Bill,
can you
take the roll? Oh, okay. Yes, and send it to you. Yes.
I just didn't. You want me to read it?
No, Bill can read it.
Go ahead, Bill. You read it, and then make sure you send it to Grace.
I send it to the whole PNB. I move to strike all language following quote in toto. Close quote, and Alex's motion as it conflicts with the judge's ruling and is likely to lead to further litigation and make mediation more difficult.
Thank you.
Okay.
So let's go to a roll on that motion.
Okay. All right. Grace Aaron votes no. Gary Bost? Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Right, Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
Pass.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right, Sabrina Jacobs? Wally James?
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette. Martha Peterson.
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
No.
All right. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
No.
All right. Eileen Rosin?
No.
All right. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Pardon me?
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden, I didn't hear you. Are you muted?
No. I didn't hear you either.
Okay. Sorry. Mansoor Sabah, you passed?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll count up the vote. We have one.
Once again, Grace, you have ignored my pass.
Oh, sorry. Donald Goldmacher, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, very good. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no's. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. And Lawrence, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, I'll vote no.
Okay. 12 no's, 7 yeses. The amendment fails.
Okay. Let's go back to Mr. Corey's amendment. Your amendment, Mr. Corey, was a strictly strike ruling and place order. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, you want to motivate that?
Sure. Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. I wasn't in the court, and I have a life, so I haven't read through all the transcripts, and I will apologize for that right now. But it's easier to abide by the orders than it is to abide by all the stuff that's said in the courtroom. And like I say, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm operating on the basis that, you know, what the court actually orders is what we have to comply to. And that's my understanding of the law. And it just seems to me that if we limit it to that, it'll make it a lot easier to understand what we're supposed to be abiding by than if we have to take in the entire, everything that the judge said. And my other comment that I would like to make is that I object to Alex's comment earlier that I'm not acting in good faith on mediation. I'm absolutely interested in the mediation proposal, and I'm very sorry that it didn't, that it probably will not be heard tonight. And I really hope that we can move forward. I'm sorry?
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Name me, I did not name you as somebody who was not interested in mediation. I just said that there were some directors who are not really interested
okay.
in mediation.
Okay, my apologies. Okay, Alex.
Go ahead, Chris. Please go, but I'm trying to get to your motion.
Okay, thank you. Allow me to finish. I'm sorry,
okay.
Alex. I misinterpreted your comment. I also would like to apologize to Dwayne for talking back to him earlier. That's not how I usually behave, and I apologize for that. To finish what I had to say, I really hope that we can mediate. And it sounds like everybody here is pretty willing to do it, and I'm really pleased with that. And I'm sorry that we will probably never get around to my motion, so I just want to move on as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Nobody's going to speak again.
I think all of us have pretty much made up our mind. So in the interest of moving the agenda, I'd like us to go to the roll.
Just ask if there's objections.
Okay. Okay, very good. Grace Aaron votes no. Gary votes.
Could you state the question or the vote?
Okay.
We're voting on my amendment.
Okay. Can you state what your amendment is exactly?
It was simply to strike the word ruling and replace it with order.
Okay. So Grace Aaron votes no. Gary Bose. Robin Collier.
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Okay. Goldmacher.
Yes.
Okay. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs. Wally James.
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lohr.
No.
Okay. Adrian LaViolette. Martha Peterson.
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
All right. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Okay. Master Sabah?
Yes.
All right. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Mr. Jordan? Nancy Sorden. Okay, Alex Steinberg.
No.
Okay, Tom Voorhees.
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden.
Yeah.
Are you there? How do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we have 10 no's, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses, and Lawrence, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Okay, so that makes it 11 no's, 8 yeses. Shall we go right? We're out of time, so shall we go up right to the main motion, Alex's motion?
Yes, please do. Please do.
Okay,
take the roll on the main motion.
Okay, so we're going to vote on the main motion, Alex's motion, which you're all familiar with. So Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Bost. Robin Collier.
No.
Okay. Chris Corey.
No.
All right. Bill Crozier.
No.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher.
No.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Abstain. Of course we're going to abide by the vote.
Okay.
By the order.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs? Wally James?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne Lark? Adrian LaViolette? Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
I missed the what we're voting on.
We're voting on the main motion to Alex's main motion, the Pacific.
Yes, Act. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. I vote for Alex's motion, yes.
So you're voting yes? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Not muted. I thought I was muted. Sorry. Go ahead.
Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark, I missed you. Are you muted?
I vote yes. Yeah.
Okay. And Mansoor, you pass.
Abstain.
Okay. So we have I'll count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes, and 2 abstentions. Okay. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I do. I vote yes to support the stopping of litigation. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We have the final vote is 12 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. The motion passes.
Okay. Next motion.
Mr. Chair. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. I believe that was Jen, right?
Yes. Can we go straight to the vote on the mediation? The proposal.
Well, I'm trying to get there, Jen. I'm trying to get there. We have.
Okay. If you
want to get there,
vote, we can do it. We can do it before midnight.
Well, we're going to do item number 7 first.
I have a question for the parliamentarian.
Okay, who's that, Nancy?
Yeah.
Thank you, Nancy.
How do we request to move to item 10 before the other items?
I think she has to make a motion, okay?
It's going to take a two-thirds vote to change the agenda at this point because the agenda was already approved by a majority vote.
Right. Okay.
I move to extend the meeting by 15 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to extend the meeting by 15 minutes. In other words, that will be 12:15 Eastern Standard Time?
Correct.
I object.
Okay. Who's objecting?
Eileen.
You don't want to go to mediation?
I want to go to bed at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
I move to continue this meeting until tomorrow.
Okay, hold on.
Second.
There were two motions, and I believe the first one by Jan was seconded. Is that right, Madam Secretary?
I'd like to change my motion to extend the meeting, to continue the meeting until tomorrow.
How about
okay.
Sunday?
Who's that?
Okay.
Who's that?
Nancy.
Nancy? Okay. So is there a second to Nancy's motion? Which
Nancy.
Means that we will cut this meeting short of its scheduled time. So, is there a second to Nancy's motion?
I have a point
to continue
second
the meeting.
By Jan. Second by Jan.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Yeah, there's been so much discussion about meetings not being properly noticed.
Hello.
This will be another meeting with short notice, which just, you know, begs the question, are we asking for more legal action because we're having a continuation meeting that doesn't have a full 7 days notice? Now, I would not usually be picky about this.
Point of order.
I am making a point of order.
Hold on. That's on all to be exhausted. Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Okay, so I would question this, the wisdom of continuing this meeting without having the full at least seven days notice, with proper notice.
A continuation meeting is different than another separate meeting. This is a continuation.
Okay, Jan, you jumped the stack. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
And this is Donald with the point of order.
Tonight.
Right, Donald Goldmacher has a point of order. You have the floor, Donald.
Thank you. Jen just stated the point of order very clearly. This is not a new meeting. This is a continuation of the current one. So that's obfuscating the reality here.
That's not a point of order. That's an argument.
Okay. That was argument, point of order, whatever. So trying to get us back, we've got 5 minutes left in this meeting. There was a motion, which is in order, I believe, to have a continuation meeting. Whether the notice requirement is kind of shaky right now or not. I like to first ask the parliamentarian, but I'm ready to make a decision to have a continuation meeting either tomorrow or Sunday. Mr. Parliamentarian, would you like to chime in?
Yes, I would. A continuation meeting does not require any notice at all, because it is a motion. It's the highest motion of them all to have a continuation meeting, and the people present can establish when that continuation meeting will happen. No notice is required.
Can we move to a vote, Bill, Mr. Chair?
Bill, I've been trying to substitute. May I make my
vote?
The vote.
You have a substitute to hold on. Hold on. The parliamentarian speaking. Go ahead, Mr. Taylor.
Yeah. The vote would be when to have the meeting tomorrow, Sunday. That's where the vote is. There's no other vote that's needed.
Okay. Got it. All right. So, what's the flavor of the body? I think we should go ahead to schedule the meeting. This way we could have the continuation meeting.
Point of order.
Who's that?
I'd like parliamentarian. This is Alex. I would like to ask the parliamentarian, do we not have the right to vote against any continuation meeting?
Yeah, once you establish when the meeting will continue to, then you can vote for or against it.
Okay, is that clear enough for you, Alex?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to have a continuation meeting. When do you want to have it for? When, what day, and what time?
Martha to the stack.
Go ahead, Martha.
I'd like to have it Sunday, but preferably in the evening, early evening on Sunday.
Okay, got you. Is there an objection to that? Give us a time, Martha. Give us a time.
6:30, 7 o'clock.
Eastern time, right? Eastern time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can do Sundays, Mansoor.
Okay, so Mansoor cannot do Sunday.
I suggest 7 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. Eastern? When? Tomorrow or Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay. So there's Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Mr. Crozier, you have a concern?
I can't do it Saturday or Sunday evening. Tomorrow's okay with me, though.
I cannot do it Friday, Saturday, Nancy.
I cannot do it tomorrow.
Mansoor cannot do it this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, I can't do it tomorrow either. Sunday's good for me.
How about Monday then?
How about the middle ground? Is there a middle ground we could reach?
What about Monday, Lauren?
How about Monday? No good
Monday?
For me.
Will Monday work for everyone?
Monday is Armistice Day.
Does that work for you?
Monday is Armistice Day. Doesn't fit within Pacifica.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, it's a holiday.
Lawrence, aren't you traveling on Monday?
The best.
Yeah, I'm traveling Monday morning. But I'll be back in L.A. at 12 noon or so.
I move that we vote up or down and go to a second option. Vote to move up or down Sunday at 7 p.m.
Okay. Let's do that real quick because it's already Cinderella time. All right. So,
why don't you make it next Thursday so everybody would be on the same schedule and it's proper
late.
Seven days notice.
This was supposed to be so important. The motion that one of the main motions was so important, which was mediation. So what's the hold up now? Because there are other motions before that are more important. So I again ask, vote it up or down Sunday at 7 p.m.
Okay. All right, so we have a request to vote this up and down Sunday at 7 p.m. And I believe the parliamentarian did instruct us that that's all we should be voting on. Okay. So, Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay, Grace passes. Gary Bost. Robin Collier.
Pass.
Yes, no. Okay, Chris Corey. Okay. I'm here, Chris. Bill Crozier?
No. I have a conflict.
Pass.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs? James?
Pass.
Wayne Lohr? Okay.
Yeah.
Adrienne Lavalette? Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Finchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. Mansour Sabah?
No.
All right. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier passed. How do you vote, Robin?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher, you passed?
Yes.
Okay. Lee James, I didn't hear you.
Okay. Abstain.
Okay. And Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a continuation meeting, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and
You didn't call Chris Corey.
She did.
Yeah, I did a couple of times. Chris Corey?
No. You called me once. I was muted. My apologies. I'll vote yes.
Okay. All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yeses. And we have two no's and two abstentions. Okay. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I abstain. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we have the final vote is 14 yeses, two no's, three abstentions, and that passes. So we're going to have a continuation meeting on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I will notice that before we get off.
Nancy, I move to adjourn.
Second.
It's been a motion to adjourn. Is there any objection?
To the continuation, yes.
To the continuation.
Okay.
Well, strike that. I think we should say we continue the meeting on Sunday instead of adjourning. Is that
in Lawrence?
Sunday.
Lawrence, I appreciate your work tonight. I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you. Is that Chris?
I appreciate everybody's ability.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We can work this out, guys.
I think we're going to come together again, guys. So
I hope so. I really do.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well,
good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.